There's a special link between New Year's and champagne is in the bubbly drink. We know this from the large number of champagne ads that appear in the month of December featuring happy couples and clinking glasses. At the stroke of midnight, advertisers want us to think, what could be more appropriate than a bubbly toast to the new year? It wasn't always that way, in Indiana at least. Listen to the language of a statute passed in the late 1800s and hear the tale of a guy who will forever be known simply as Austin, a man who stood up for the many generations of clinkers to come and somehow convinced a court that a statute that applied to him without question really didn't apply to him under the circumstances. Here's the language of the Indiana statute at issue. Whoever shall sell, barter, or give away to be drunk as a beverage any spirituous, venous, malt, or other intoxicating liquor upon the first day of January shall be fined in any sum not more than $50 or not less than $10, to which may be added imprisonment in the county jail not more than 60 days nor less than 10 days. To put it succinctly, you toast New Year's and your toast. Mr. Austin, in the language of the court, dispensed champagne at his private office as an intended act of hospitality to certain persons there assembled on New Year's Day. One can imagine the revelry, the joy of a company New Year's party suddenly shattered by a SWAT team come to arrest Austin for violation of the no champagne on New Year's law. The indictment, and yes, there was an indictment, charged a gift of a champagne drink to 35-year-old Charles Warner. The language of the statute seemed spot on and the violation seemed clear. The statute, the state pointed out, used the word whoever, which meant anyone, and give away clearly meant handing some bubbly to Mr. Warner. A jury convicted Mr. Austin, and even the appellate court noted the black and white nature of the act. It is not to be denied that the evidence brings the act within the letter of the statute, and if this is controlling, the judgment of conviction was right. But when a court writes, and if this is controlling, it's a sign that some waffling could indeed soon occur, a sign perhaps a judge or three might have felt a tug on their heartstrings for a simple company guy who just wanted to toast the new year. And sure enough, Indiana's appellate court found the spirit of the spirituous statute to be different from its language and therefore different from Mr. Austin's act of spirituous hospitality. In a poetic decision of more than 20 longish paragraphs describing previous decisions and the statute's legislative history, perhaps a sign of judicial doth protesting too much, the court found that the legislature must not have actually intended to find private citizens liable, but only those stores that sold spirits on that particular day. Mr. Austin's conviction was overturned. So enjoy the bubbly if that's how you celebrate on New Year's Day. And if you're in Indiana, raise a glass to a special Hoosier you've never met and probably have never heard of before today. Happy New Year, Mr. Austin, wherever you are. I'm Amy Guida.